Motorcycle Update. Or is it? CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I am your host. And shout out, by the way, if you can recognize the source of what I just played that rhymes. I'm curious if there's anybody out there who can honestly say they know where that came from, that little snippet, because it's, see, if you're a throwback, you'll know what it was, you'll recognize it, you know you heard it, but you can't necessarily place it. So shout out if you can. I'll tell you what, let's have some fun. CryptoTalk.fm, hit the contact form or comments below if you're on the YouTube side and tell me where that little snippet comes from. Tell me the source of that little snippet of audio. Let's test some people. Some people, they're going to hear it like, damn, where is that from? And it's going to eat at your craw, and that's what I wanted to do. Anyway, this crash right now, is it a crash? You know, is the end near? Are we done? You know, are we done yet? Are we finished? Well, I'll briefly break this down, right? Just to allay some concerns best I can. The short answer, in my opinion, is no, we're not done. It's fine. It's expected. However, there's a couple of things. I noticed on a couple of, and just a shout out, I did back down, not back down, but I did calm off of watching Bleavs' lives because I like the interactives when he interacts with the chats, kind of like Eric Bischoff's Wise Choices. That's what I like. I like when he interacts with the chat, and he doesn't interact with the chat enough for me. You know, people come at him with whatever insults and he'll come and insult them back. And that's what I like, the totality of it to be that, not necessarily the news, because I feel like a lot of the chatters, they'll be asking really good questions and then they don't get an answer. Even if they do a super chat, sometimes those get overlooked. And so I wish a personal wish list for him to go back to the format where it's just him and his fans. And I think, in my opinion, if you add enough drama, you know, you start insulting Side of Chain like I'm doing, and you start insulting Cult again, and you start trashing some of these other ones or people that come at you over Terrarium, or, you know, if you come at those people, I think it's going to give you way more views than you think you should, just because it seems like that's what's attracting them like flies to water. So I did back down just because of that, but I'm also waiting for his Cryptonomy partnership to end, because I listened to it in another room, so I play it in the background, and I have speakers that play it out, and then that part of it's too loud compared to everything else, and it's disruptive because, you know, I like to hear the content. So I did back off, but there was an episode I did listen to some time ago, and I don't know the name. He's called it out in a couple episodes, but I didn't know the name. He said something like, the person said something like, Bitcoin's going to 62,000, and Bleavs has been kind of doing a victory lap, talking about, you know, it's not going to happen, and look, this is why we can't have nice things, and he's a and I was having a little bit of fun with the interaction, because again, I like the interaction. I had sold off Bone because I knew Bone was going down, and boy did it, right? Boy howdy, it went the hell down. But I didn't expect personally that the down would be triggered by, you know, Bitcoin and all this kind of stuff. I suspect it was just Bone and idiot devs. Well, little did I know Bitcoin would have this major dip that it did, going down from the 70,000 down as low. I think it got as low as like 61,000 or something. And then Ethereum just breached down beneath $3,000, which, That one's interesting. I'm watching Ethereum closely, by the way, because if Ethereum cannot recover, it may head back down to more reasonable numbers that may make it worth buying in, maybe. So I'm watching that. And then Bone's price, it went down beneath 60 cents. Well, I'm watching it to try to see if I can get it. If I can get that guy back down to 30 cents, I couldn't resist it. Now, will it go that low? It depends on this downward that we're looking at, because if Ethereum and Bitcoin go down, Bone's going down. But I, you know, that's amazing, right? If I could get in enough of the Bone to offset, and then that would recoup other losses, because I had some losses in a couple of things, not major stuff, but, you know, there was a project I was trying to help and I had some losses there. You know, it's just money. You know, I would recoup that if I get, so I'm what I'm saying is I'm grateful for this dip. I'm grateful for this drop because it means I can stack off of it, knowing things are going to go back up. So Bitcoin, if I looked at the month chart as an example, that's a major drop, almost got to 72,000. And I'm pretty sure it went down to like 62, 63 or some on, but it went as low as like 61. It was down. So that person has to be now doing a victory lap. And this is why I wish that Bleeds would go back to the other format, because that other person's probably there going, deep, 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 I told you 62,000, deep, deep, deep. He's got to be just living it up. And then Bleeds has to eat the fire. And I thrive on his response to it of, you know, okay, yeah, you got your flowers, because he'll give flowers if the person was right, but it's the way that he gives the flowers. He'll do it in a sarcastic manner. So shout out to Bleeds if you do get to hear this. I don't know if you listen to the show, but if you do get to hear this, and that person, if you call them out and whatever that person's name that was telling you it was going to go to 62,000 and you told them, yeah, no, not going to happen. I'd love to call this a fan list wish fan mail. I'd love the old format. This is a key moment in time for this, but nothing's really wrong other than, you know, there's a lot of liquidation activity. There's a lot of sales, the whole Uniswap situation. And then people have been saying selling before the halving was likely going to be a thing. I also called out tax season in the United States for individuals. Tax day is April 15th. I said, we don't know what that's going to do. So there's a lot of different things that just happen to be timing related. I don't think anything's wrong. I think it's going to recover and recover powerfully, especially once you get to the halving. That's my personal opinion on the matter.